The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of Remax Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Hass of Team Reba Remax Metro East Side.
Welcome everyone. I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Oh, we have got such a full day.
Lots going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've already warned me that I'm going to be apoplectic by the time we get through the end of this
apoplectic. What a fun word.
Well, we are talking about the Seattle City Council, aren't we?
Yes, we are. So don't give too much of that away. It's going to be a very interesting hour, though, that we've got coming up, because we've got all kinds of things to announce.
Right.
We've got a very wonderful guest who's a repeat guest. I'm so glad that she's willing to come back and do this with us over and over. She's one of the best property management people in the city, so I'm super excited to have Tamara Simon from Cost Property Management with us again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so tons of great stuff. But do you want to start with a market update, or
sure,
should we give some of our announcements so we make sure we get them all?
Well, let's get the announcements out there, because we do have a little bit to talk about with the markets as well.
Okay,
lots
all right.
Going on right
well,
now.
So first of all, I'm going to go to the thing that's most urgent and going on right now.
Mm.
There is a Team Reba open house going on right now as we speak. Not here in the studio,
we'll
necessarily.
Pull off the road.
Yes, everybody turn around and head to Bellevue, because we actually have an open house going over there. I've got Marissa and Tyler from my team over there. They're over at 14208 Southeast Eastgate Drive in Bellevue. And it's a fixer-upper type. It was a former rental for about 27 years. Full disclosure, we actually have it under contract right now, but we already had this thing scheduled. And, we were actually going to be looking at offers on Friday, but we had such an amazing offer come in on Saturday. We put it on the market last Friday, got an amazing offer on Saturday that my clients just went, we'll go with that. Thank you very much.
Mm.
And the exponential dollars on it are significant. That was the only thing that was making them move forward.
But you still got an open house going today.
Well, it was already, it's one of those things, like, you, if you go ahead and put the advertising out, you don't know if people go back.
Sure.
Like, they put it on their calendars, you don't know if they go back, and we certainly don't want them to be disappointed. But there's always, the thing is, in today's marketplace, even though these folks who wrote the offer waived a lot of contingencies,
mm-hmm,
you still get buyer's remorse.
You never know what's going to happen.
Know what's going to happen. So, of course, I've had a few agents call and say, hey, are they willing to take backup offers? And, of course, we are. So we want to make sure it stays open for that. And, we also had neighbors call who said, hey, we want to get a chance to maybe take a look at this property. And
of course.
So, of course, we're gonna do that, let them see what's going on, talk to them about what's going on in the marketplace in that particular area, because it's an area that's gentrifying quite a bit,
mm-hmm, right,
just up the hill from Factoria.
Right.
So, fantastic area. A lot of good stuff happening there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the very popular Bellevue School District.
Right.
So,
right.
Anyway, so Marissa and Tyler are there till 6 p.m. They've
Excellent.
Got snacks even.
Yeah?
Yeah. Got some nice light appetizer snacks for people who might come by.
There might be a Starbucks or two nearby.
There actually are two in Factoria in the same strip mall.
Yes, I know.
I know, yeah. And I was just there at an appointment today talking to somebody about listing their home.
I actually told someone, I'll meet you at the Starbucks, there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, I'm here. Where are you? I'm like, I'm at the Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
Where are you? And we're like looking at each other across the parking lot.
I've had that happen numerous times. And times where people didn't know there was another one and they didn't bother to call.
So oops.
Exactly. But anyway, so that's one of the things we have going on. But what else do we have going on this week?
Well, Saturday,
we've
got the official Washington State Housing Finance Commission class for first-time home buyers.
Yes, we do.
And this is a class that, if you want to take advantage of special first-time home buyer programs, including zero-down transactions, or the tax credit, the mortgage credit certificate, which is little known but really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Highly effective.
Highly effective. You have to take this class to get it.
Yep.
And even that mortgage credit certificate alone gives you a tax credit translate refund of 20% of your mortgage interest.
That's pretty sweet.
Every year.
I just got my tax refund this week. Tax refunds are fabulous.
Oh, I love them. Wonderful? Yeah.
Yes, they're wonderful. And if someone was to have offered that to me a while back, I'd have grabbed that in a heartbeat.
I have to say, it's cool to get the check, but then the financial, you know, person in my brain says, "Oh, why did I let the government use my money for free all year?"
But I'm self-employed, so I have to estimate a bunch of stuff, right?
Of course,
So it's best guess, and of course, my husband's also self-employed, so we have to look at what's going on with our numbers all the year.
Of course.
And in fact, actually, our refund was bigger, but we kept some of the money out for estimated taxes for the quarter.
Oh, good.
So,
well,
there
isn't
you go.
That prudent and responsible for you?
Oh my goodness! Yes. Well, I gave a shout out to Rick Mangan, my wealth manager and CPA. On Facebook yesterday, and I've already got like three people who are like, "Can I get his information, please?"
Good.
So
definitely.
Yeah. So you know, if other people want it, they can tweet me at Team Reba.
Perfect.
Or come to our Facebook page.
Rick's a good guy.
Yeah, Rick's a real great guy.
Yeah.
I've sent a lot of clients his direction.
Yeah,
he's a cool guy.
Excellent.
In fact, I'm about to sell their house coming up soon too. We helped them buy a house. Now we're going to help them sell a house.
Everybody should have in their quiver of ammunition. They should have a good tax person.
Mm-hmm.
They should have a good financial planner, financial advisor. They may at some point in their life need an attorney.
Yep.
Heaven forbid.
Well, different kinds. Estate attorneys. Estate attorneys. We're going to have one on soon.
Yes, exactly. And everybody should be kind of thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to have sort of a team of people that you can reach out to if you need advice, if you need help.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't. Insurance.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to have good insurance.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why we're called Team Reba. Because it's not just the people in my team. It's the network that surrounds me and my team as well, which our guest Tamara Simon is one of those wonderful people.
Part of that group.
That's why I asked you to be my co-host on the show.
Oh, man.
I roped you in, man. You've been with me long enough.
That's the
13 years, just like today's the 13th.
I know.
13 is my lucky number, by the way.
Hey, that's my birthday, too.
Yeah.
I'm 13,
and see, we got cupcakes.
There you go. Yes. Which is the other announcement today.
Yeah.
So today
we have a birthday between us.
Officially for this radio show, our first year anniversary.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow,
who knew we'd be here so long?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, time for vacation.
Congratulations on your anniversary.
You too.
That's kind of weird. I have an anniversary with you right after I have one with my husband.
Oh, weird.
We just had our fourth anniversary on September 2nd. So there you go.
Congratulations. Yeah,
you know.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. He's a good guy.
He is. He's a great guy. He just got back from a big Harley ride. He went out with friends.
Nice.
I chose not to go because we had this house go on the market.
Mm.
The things went crazy. And I also have another deal I'm working on Mercer Island right now for a client. And it was just like, it's not prudent for me to go right now.
Right.
So you go enjoy yourself. You planned for it. I got to take care
of
the team.
Sometimes you have to do that. You know, I was going to go on a ride on Saturday up to a concert. And I decided to drive instead.
Mm-hmm.
And on Highway 405, well, there's a lesson in physics. I don't know if you know this, Tamara, or not, but two objects of matter cannot occupy the same space at the same time. And this translates perfectly to 405, you know. And one of the things I always taught my kids when they were learning how to drive is no matter what, under no circumstances should you ever miss your exit. So do whatever you have to do to make your exit. So if that means you're in the left lane and you want to exit, you slam on your brakes and you just go over, no matter what the consequences. But anyway, so both of these examples happened to me at the same time. I was so glad I was in my car, actually, because I was literally two cars in front of me, full on, I don't know, five car pileup as somebody didn't want to miss their exit. And I was using the full ABS swerving, and there were actually bumpers still flying in the air as I'm, like, trying to zigzag around them. You know, car parts just
like
scattered
an explosion
everywhere.
Of Legos? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. It looked like that. Literally looked like that.
That's what cars are like nowadays because they take the impact so much better instead of
things
the people,
just,
thank
just,
goodness.
Which
but
makes
it does look like
safer. But things just fly everywhere.
And,
So I guess my lesson is... don't do that. Miss your exit. Come on. You know,
don't always trust your GPS. Maybe know where you're going before you get there a little bit, too.
Maybe it's an extra 5 minutes, but isn't that a lot better than causing a five-car pileup?
Yeah, because that's making for a bad day for a lot of people.
Good heavens.
Yeah, a lot of insurance claims.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we won't do that. Well, you know where we're going to experience a bunch of backups coming up on the 24th?
Where?
The state fair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You and I.
Because we're going on the road,
yeah,
baby.
We're
going
to be on the road again, broadcasting
on
live
the
from
again.
The Washington State Fair, which is what we have to call it now instead of the Puyallup.
Yeah, but
Fair.
I'm still going to always call it the Puyallup.
Right. Well, I
can't help it.
I have the jingle in my head.
I know.
You can do it at a trot. You can do it at a gallop. You know. You can,
oh, my gosh. You know all of it.
Oh, I know the whole thing. But, yeah, we'll be there and interviewing people as they walk by. Hopefully, we'll be mashing some scones.
Oh,
and
you know we're going to be doing some scones. Like I think you were already working the staff to make sure it was already there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Joshua, that was already part of the whole thing. The guy who's going to be our producer that day, he knows.
Those scones are so good. Last time I was there, there's a little cable car that goes from one side of the fair to the other.
Yep.
And I actually got a free ride on the cable car because I promised the girl running it I'd bring her scones back because that's where we were going. And, I mean, everybody loves those things. So,
did you happen to see the photos I sent you about being up at the Evergreen State Fair?
Yeah.
There's no line for scones there. That's like old-timey fair.
That's so weird.
It is. I felt like I'd gone back probably 25 years.
Oh, yeah. Been up there many times.
And I'd never been there before. I went to go see a band play. We saw Theory of a Dead Man, and I was like, this is very different. This
you
is like
there and watch D Derby.
It's like Midwest style.
Yeah, it's very old school.
Yeah. So not saying that these folks are back in time because they're actually launching forward quite a bit. On the 21st, we got Business Launch Pad.
Business Launch Pad, which is part of the Renton Chamber.
Yes, and you and I are both members there.
Yeah.
So we are going to be doing a remote live broadcast there. In fact, actually, KKOL is going to be there for the 1 to 6 o'clock timeline on the 21st.
Yep.
That's a Wednesday.
Yep.
So we're going to have our show on Tuesday, as usual, and then we're going to do some fun stuff there, and we're going to have they're doing a shark tank of sorts for nonprofits who are going to have opportunity to try and appeal to the people who are judging them to get maybe new board members, maybe get new funding, get, you know, new sponsors, that kind of thing. That's going to be kind of fun. And then we'll get a chance to also, there's a person from Microsoft who's coming as a speaker, maybe able to get her on the show with us and do a little bit of an interview, as well as some of the other folks who are going to be on site.
Yeah, this should be really fun. It's always a good event. I know last year was first year I went to that event. It was big, lots of great, exhibits, learned a lot, met a lot of people. Really fun, worth coming to.
Okay. All right, talking about the markets when we get back on AM 1300 KKOL Business Radio.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.